The look in his swirling silver eyes sent a shiver down her spine. The same reason Sin hasn't resigned himself to death. There are 6 billion people on Earth who need someone to protect them from things that are scarier than the tax man or the knife-wielding stranger. Things that a gun won't stop. As long as their lives hang in the balance, what's a little humiliation for me? Besides, I'm used to it.
Maybe, but she wondered if she'd be so altruistic in his place.
Yeah, but you're a god of fate. Can't you change that?
You're thinking like a child, Katra. Things that appear simple very seldom are. It's like the mechanic who goes to fix the carburetor and in doing so accidentally puts a hole in the radiator and causes even more damage. Every person on this planet is connected. Sometimes those lines are easy to see, and others are more complex. You change one insignificant thing, and you change the very core of humanity. Case in point, had I stopped you from taking Sin's powers, he wouldn't have become what he is now. He'd have been just as cold as your mother.
But his pantheon would have survived.
Would it? Fate is never that simple. It doesn't go in a straight line, and the more you try to circumvent it, the worse you make it on yourself. Fate will not be denied. Sin would have lost his powers by another means, at another time and place, and whoever took them then might have killed him. Had he died, the world would have ended a long time ago, or the Galu would have run free and taken over. There are infinite possibilities.
But if fate won't be denied, if it's set, how could there be infinite possibilities?
That was a question she'd never fully understood. Only certain aspects are fated. The outcome isn't. It was fated that Sin would lose his godhood. The means and what followed were determined by free will. Free will is that one scary variable that sets so much into motion that no one, not even I, have control over.
I don't understand.
He took a deep breath as he rubbed her arm comfortingly. Here's an example. When I first met Nick Goche, it was fated that he was to get married at age 30 and have 12 kids. As our friendship grew, I lost the ability to see how his future would play out. Then, in one moment of anger, I changed his destiny by telling him he should kill himself. I didn't mean it, but as a god of fate, such proclamations, when made by me, are law. Fate realigned the circumstances around him that would lead him to make a decision to take his own life. The woman he was to marry ended up dead in her store. His mother's life was taken by a daemon, and Nick shot himself at her feet. My free will would have been to not lash out at him. Instead, I did. His free will would have been to seek revenge as a human against a daemon and not kill himself. But because of who I am, my proclamation that he kill himself outweighed his will, and he didn't really have any choice. I took his free will, and I cost him everyone who was close to him. Do you understand?
She was beginning to see, but there was still the matter of the original plan for Nick. If fate won't be denied, then Nick could still find someone to marry and have 12 kids, right?
That might have been true, but the moment I forced my will onto his life, I altered that. His fate is no longer set, and it's his free will now that leads him toward a destiny I can't see. But I know his future actions will touch the lives of people I love, and whatever happens to them is ultimately my fault for being stupid. Don't be stupid, Katra. Never speak in anger and never try to force your will onto someone else. You'll never find peace in that.